Responsibilities and obligations after filing your claim. State law requires that you satisfy certain requirements in order to maintain your eligibility to receive unemployment benefits. 1. You must register for work. You should register for work at least 3 days before contacting Marvin. 2. You must be making a systematic and sustained effort to seek work and submit a monthly, detailed record of your work search. 3. You must accurately report any earnings from every employer when certifying or reporting for benefits. You must report gross earnings for the week, a Sunday through Saturday period, in which they are earned, even if you have not yet been paid. You must report all income, including payments such as pension or retirement benefits, holiday pay, vacation pay, and severance pay. If you fail to report earnings, the UIA may find you committed fraud, which can result in penalties of up to 4 times the amount of overpayment received and/or criminal prosecution. 4. You must immediately inform the UIA of any changes to your address and telephone number. If the UIA cannot contact you by mail or telephone, the law requires you to be found unavailable for work and, as a result, ineligible to receive benefits until you contact the agency to update your contact information. 5. You must immediately inform all employers listed on your claim of any change of address and/or telephone number. If an employer listed on your claim cannot contact you regarding a potential offer to return to work, the law requires you to be found unavailable for work and, as a result, ineligible to receive unemployment benefits until you update your address and telephone number with all employers on your claim. 6. You must respond to all agency requests for information that are mailed, sent through MyWAM, or that you receive by telephone from an agency representative. Your failure or refusal to respond to an agency request for information within 10 days may result in a loss of benefits. The agency will issue a determination that will be based on available information regarding the issue in question. 7. You must certify or report to Marvin biweekly to receive benefits. 8. You may be selected to appear at a specified location for an evaluation of your eligibility for unemployment benefits. You must appear according to the notice you receive in the mail. Failure to appear may result in your being found ineligible for benefits. 9. After collecting half of your benefit payments, you must apply for and accept work outside of your past work experience and training if the offered pay is at least 120% of your weekly benefit amount, the offered pay is at least the average wage for similar work in the locality, and the offered work is at least the state minimum hourly wage. Failure to accept suitable work may result in your being ineligible to receive benefits if the employer notifies the agency of the work offer. For more information, see the fact sheet entitled What is Suitable Work, located at www.michigan.gov/UIA under Publications. 10. You must provide the UIA with evidence of any wages you believe should have been included in calculating your benefits, but were not. The wages will not be used to establish an unemployment claim until the agency verifies the wages with your employer or employers. 11. You must provide truthful responses to all agency questions and requests for information, or you may be considered to have intentionally misled the UIA, and fraud penalties can then be imposed. Your monetary determination. Your monetary determination explains whether your claim is allowed or denied based on your employment and wages. It also gives you the number of benefit weeks you're entitled to receive and the calculations to get to your weekly benefit amount on your claim. To determine if you have enough wages to qualify, UIA looks at what is called your base period. This is a period of 4 calendar quarters. We look at the wages you were paid in the first 4 of the last 5 completed quarters. To have a claim, you must meet these wage tests. You must have wages in at least 2 calendar quarters in the base period. In the calendar quarter you had the highest wages, your wages must be at least $2,871. In the entire four quarters of the base period, you must have been paid at least 1.5 times the amount of wages you were paid in the high quarter. If you don't have enough wages to set up a claim by using the first four calendar quarters in the base period, then we look at wages you were paid in the four most recently completed calendar quarters. That is, we include the quarter that ended immediately before the quarter you filed your new claim. If you can't meet the first three wage tests in either the base period or alternate base period, the law permits an alternate earnings qualifier that requires you to meet two wage tests. You have wages in at least two calendar quarters in the base period, and your base period wages were at least 20 times the state average weekly wage, which changes every year. Weekly Benefit Amount, or WBA. Your WBA is determined by multiplying your highest quarterly total of wages by 4.1%, adding $6 per dependent, up to 5 dependents, and rounding down to the nearest dollar. The maximum your WBA can be is $362. See your UIA 1575C, Monetary Determination, to see the calculations using your information. Number of weeks. Your number of weeks allowed is determined by multiplying your total base period wages by 43%, dividing by your WBA, and rounding down to the nearest half week. The maximum number of weeks is 20. See your UIA 1575C, Monetary Determination, to see the calculations using your information. Dependents. Dependents are defined as any person who received more than half the cost of his or her support from the individual claimant for at least 90 consecutive days immediately preceding the first week of the benefit year, or, in the case of a dependent spouse or child, for the duration of the marital or parental relationship, if the relationship existed less than 90 days before the beginning of the benefit year. For more information, see Fact Sheet Number 158, What is a Dependent?, located at www.michigan.gov/UIA under Publications. You must register for work every time you file a new claim, even if you registered for work immediately prior to filing your claim. Every time you file a new regular claim or a claim under a different benefit program, such as extended benefits, you must register for work before you can be eligible for unemployment benefits, even if you registered for work immediately prior to filing that claim and that registration has not expired. To register, you must create your profile on Pure Michigan Talent Connect online, and you must also report in person to a Michigan Works Agency, MWA, service center, not later than 3 business days before your first contact with Marvin or MyWAM to claim benefits. MWA staff will validate your profile for the UIA. You may create your profile directly on the internet at www.mitalent.org. Free access to the internet is available at any MWA service center. Call 1-800-285-WORK, which is 1-800-285-9675, or visit www.mitalent.org. to locate the MWA nearest you. Failure to register for work can result in a delay or loss of your benefits. If you are on a temporary layoff less than 120 days from your last day worked from a full-time job, you do not have to register for work to be eligible for unemployment benefits. When you filed your new or additional or reopened claim, you were asked a question about returning to work and the date. If you answered that you have a return to work date with the same employer within 120 days from your last day of full-time work, you do not have to register for work. You still have to seek work and submit form UIA 1583 monthly work search through MyWAM or mail. If you get your job by going to a union hiring hall that assigns you to companies, you do not have to register for work. If you seek work only through a union hall, you must follow union hiring hall procedures for checking in for work, and you must submit form UIA 1583, monthly work search, indicating you were seeking work via a union hiring hall.